State Health Officer Seth Foldy gave an update on the H1N1 virus during a speech to the Milwaukee Press Club. He says Wisconsin has just become number one in probable and confirmed cases of swine flu, with about 1,600 cases. He says the reason continues to be all the testing by public health labs in Madison and Milwaukee, and also tests by private labs. Foldy says the flu may begin to decline in the northern hemisphere this summer for various reasons. But he says it's now critical to monitor cases of flu in the southern hemisphere.
It is not something I think the public should stay awake nights over, but if we start seeing bad things in the southern hemisphere, we have to start messaging to the public to take it seriously in a new way all over again.
Foldy praises the way the state has handled the swine flu outbreak, but he says information did not reach everyone. The Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin did outreach in some minority neighborhoods in Milwaukee, but spokesperson Clarine Anderson says the state and volunteers would need to do more if there's another outbreak.
Getting creative, going to locations where African Americans are prominent to go, whether it's grocery stores in the community like Arlena's grocery store, or check cashing places where they may be at, or laundromats, and even utilizing our churches as a strong network to be able to get information out to the masses.
Anderson says the budget pinches that the state and local governments are feeling should not be used as an excuse. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.